Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, well, last week we were really stretching for some good news to share with the people.
Aw.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a hard time, people. I think everyone knows that, but I know
Is it a hard time for good news right now?
I truly think it is, although I do have two bits of good news to share with the listeners today.
You only got two small bits of good news?
Yeah. What do you have?
How about the has
Oh, yeah. I am a weird person. I can't feel like elated in that.
Because you are like a good person?
I hate him like to the ends of the world. I can't wish on anyone. I just can't do it. I think
yes, you can.
I really can.
Okay, well, you're too much of a good person.
I'm okay with it, but I'm not like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to him. I'm kind of like, well, he kind of fucking deserves it. But I'm also like, I have people who are like, if he is going to, everyone's like, people are already like, I hope he dies. And I can't really do that. You know what I mean?
I've been hoping that this whole time.
I know. I've kind of been hoping Mason. He'd be like, I have to say that really quietly. Like, which is basically
the same thing, right?
Better?
You are insane.
I don't know.
Okay. Maysoon.
Yes.
My point in bringing this up was not to say for people to wish ill will towards anyone or whatever like that.
Yes.
My point is for people to stay. I know this is a very heady time, a surreal, bizarre, like even more. It's exponentially more bizarre with each passing day.
Don't you think so?
Right?
Oh my God.
Yes. Okay, but we need to keep our wits about us.
Oh yes.
Okay. I was up until 2 o'clock in the morning last night.
Okay, uh-oh. What did you do? What were you doing?
I was getting
Why
into
did you text
it
me?
This,
oh, okay.
I was getting into it with this woman on Twitter.
Oh, shit, yes.
Because, you know, they released this video and these photographs of Trump at Walter Reed.
Oh.
Where he's, like, got his Sharpie out and he's, like, signing pieces of paper.
And he's, like, giving, he's, like, doing, they have, like, an office set up for him so he can make, like, 2-minute speeches to be posted on Twitter. It's so fucking annoying.
Exactly.
I'm like, are you sick okay, or not, Maysoon, dude? The fuck?
Okay, but stay on point here, Maysoon.
Okay.
So this woman posted all these, like, wackadoo internet photos where she's got blue arrows pointing to all these things in one of the photographs about how it's a doctored photograph and how the reflections don't match up and, you know, going full blown like beautiful mind with it.
Uh-huh.
And I just couldn't stand for it, because even though I'm totally with anyone who thinks that there's, you know, that Trump's people are lying and stuff like that, like I'm on board for that 100%, but
yeah.
Let's just focus on what we can do and not get all sucked into some left-wing QAnon situation.
I agree.
So, of course, I had to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning recreating the photographs with mirrors and Katie as a stand-in.
Wait, are you kidding me? Oh, my, just to show that it can be done. Just to be like, listen, bitch, you're
just
crazy.
Just to be like, this is a normal, because I was not going to let down Patrick Welch, my structural drawing teacher from college, who taught me how to draw reflections and let me know how reflections work.
Yes.
Now, was that a useful way to spend my time?
Probably not.
Absolutely
I'm okay with you doing it.
Absolutely not. Should not be staying up. This is my message to listeners. You should not be buying into conspiracy theories, okay? Right, Maysoon?
Yeah, agreed.
And let's not be staying up until 2 in the morning arguing with strangers on the internet.
Well, so were you able to get through it all, or just, I feel like, are
Yes,
you-
I was. Oh. The woman deleted her initial thing. And I also included Tomato, my cat, in one of the photographs, and I think that was the real olive branch to show I come in peace.
And that you're like a human who, if you can love an animal, you can be a human, maybe?
Yes. Yes. And that I was on her side politically, but not in terms of buying into total wing nut stuff.
Yeah, good for you.
Oh my God. Let's all come together, but let's all not be overboard.
Oh
let's
my God.
Just be phone banking for the stuff we want.
Yes.
Just spending our time wisely.
I think that's the main point here. It's like, don't just, you know, stop what you're doing because you think Trump's going to die and Biden's automatically going to get presidency.
Oh, like, yeah. I hope no one's doing that. Don't
like,
do
please
that.
Please think about all the Senate seats, the House seats, all those other seats that are happening right now.
Stay on eyes on the prize. Like, don't let this be a distraction.
Stay on task. Make your phone calls. Send your postcards. Send your money. Do all those things that you've been doing diligently. And keep doing that because this guy is unpredictable if we know. Or maybe he's predictable.
Not just the election stuff, but, you know, be doing the stuff with your community, building solidarity with your neighbors.
Yeah, get rid of those police departments, all those things.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, that was our message at the top of the show. I gotta say, Maysoon, there is a circular saw blasting right next to me. Okay, we're doing our voter guide next week.
Next
Maysoon.
Week, yeah. Everyone, get ready. I hope you've all gotten your ballots. I mean, Kate, I know yours is coming soon.
I have
soon.
One more update. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So last week we said yes on Prop 15.
Yeah. Did we? Okay.
This week, let's say a resounding no on Prop 22, which is trying to fuck over Uber and Lyft drivers.
Wait, the drivers or the fucking companies?
No, the drivers.
Tell me
Maysoon,
more.
Come on. Who the fuck do you think I am?
I just don't know it offhand.
It's trying to keep Uber and Lyft drivers classified as independent contractors instead of employees so that they can be
so they
treated
can fuck them over.
Shitty. Yeah.
Okay, which one was that? 20, you said?
22. No on 22. Hard no.
Oh, yeah. I wrote no. I just have to look at my notes.
Big like, fat no. If you've seen, I've seen commercials on social media, like, you know, paid ads for that the people who are pushing for yes on this.
Yeah.
Are putting God. Out, and they are just so manipulative. It's like they have hired actors to pretend to be Uber and Lyft drivers, saying, like, this is going to help me out. This is how, you know, this is
That's what they do.
Me.
It's all actors. It's so
Isn't
crazy.
That disgusting?
I'm just worried about our like citizenry. I just want people to feel like they can be informed accurately, that they know how to get the best information, that they know how to get real information. This really worries me.
Okay, where do they get their real information, Maysoon? From us.
Okay. Okay, guys. Only place to get real information is Congressional Findry. I think that's really would be a disaster. I think we're pretty good, but I want people to do research in multiple ways. I don't want them just to listen to
us. Yeah, vary up your news sources. You can be looking at.
And I also want to say,
I mean, what do you even look
maybe
at?
Maybe like, don't like look at Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Like, that should never be a real true source of news for you. I don't think so.
Never. I mean, don't just take anything on face value there.
Right. But Jimbo and I read an article yesterday on the fucking Guardian about these like these fake Twitter accounts. And there's a whole fake news smear attack against Supervisor Preston, Dean Preston, who just won District 5. But it's fake. None of it is real. And people are reposting because people are too.
Of course.
Like, you guys, don't do that. Like, know that your information is real before you repost.
I'm telling you.
Why would you do that? It's such. I feel like we're in such like a moral crisis. I don't know. It's so crazy to me.
We got to be
so crazy.
At peak performance right now. You got to be eyes on the prize. Keep your wits about you. You got to be looking at what you're posting, what you're, you know, telling your friends.
Do some research. You know. Find out if the person you don't know who's posting is a real person. Like, you can literally Google that and find some information. And I think if they're not a real person, if you can't identify them in any other way, the information out there is likely not real information.
Well, Maysoon, I would check the information itself more than just the who is it posting it. Like, actually look and see if what they're saying is fact.
Well, that too, but I feel like the least you could fucking do is find out if they're a real person. I don't know. I would start probably there. Be like, who is this person? What's their deal?
What gives them the authority to say anything? What is the claim and is there independently verified evidence of what they're saying?
Okay, I think those are two approaches. Both are correct.
My approach
and you can
is
do
better.
Both. Oh my God, Kate. Bay Area art news. Well, there's definitely some news. The Headland sent out an email this week.
Okay, this is a hot topic.
Announcing that they have major changes coming up to their whole structure of their organization, it sounds like. I feel like I didn't read the full letter, but the main thing that stood out to me, and that's maybe because the people who I was talking to were kind of had the most commentary around this, was that they are doing away with their affiliate program, which was the program where artists could rent or through subsidized rent, right?
People had studios. To apply. It was people could apply to have below market rate studios at the Headlands for, was it a year? I know they had to reapply like over certain intervals of time.
I mean, but some, I don't think it, and some people have been in that residency program for very, very, or in the studio program for a very long time.
But so it wasn't a year and then you're out. I think you had to reapply every time you wanted to extend your lease.
Yeah. And it was primarily, I think it was specific for local artists, right?
Yeah, Bay Area artists only.
So that was...
Because you had to live in the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was just a studio. You weren't in a residency.
You couldn't be coming in from L.A.
So that, I think, was a huge, huge... I know so many people who've gone through that program and who've just gained so much out of being in that location and having those studio spaces and the time to think and work. And I think it's a real loss. And it sounds like... They're giving it back to the state, to the national park, which makes me feel like that to me sounds like a money issue. You know what I mean?
And I know that the park was going to try to get the Headlands to basically remodel, like do a bunch of like upgrades and repairs to that building and to also like do work to make it more accessible, like ADA compliant stuff.
Yeah.
And I think so. Yeah, I think you're right on the money that it was the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's usually what that issue. It's what that means typically. And I mean, maybe it wasn't. I mean, it sounds like maybe they didn't have the money to do the upgrades, but I wonder if they just don't have the money. Period. You know, to even like.
I mean, I think another part of it. I mean, I'm just speculating here, but I think I agree that it was probably money was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. There was an article in KQED about this, which we'll put in the underworld.
Oh, okay.
And from that, it also sounded like that the money was the first thing, and that they had been planning to do this, but at a farther, like a different time point, like in the future. And so they kind of knew they were going to do this, but didn't tell that to the artists, you know, because they thought they'd have a lot more lead time to be able to roll this out.
Yeah.
And because of the virus and, you know, everybody's had a big loss of money and stuff because of the virus, they decided they were going to fast track the, you know, ending this program.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the general vibe of people is that they're very upset about this and don't want it to happen. And I think a lot of the affiliate artists are going to try to fight it and try to get them to keep the program. And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I do. But personally, like, the thing about the Headlands is it is, like, just in general, it is very inaccessible. Like, you have to have a car. If you're an artist who's having a studio out there, you have to have a car to get there. It's like impossible to get there.
Yeah.
On public transit, you know, I don't, you know, that's it. I just feel like, you know, in the KQED article, they were talking about trying to basically gear more programs to giving artists money instead of taking money from artists. Yeah. And
that's what the Headlands is doing.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, they're shifting now. So they're ending the affiliate program, but they're starting some new fellowships where Bay Area artists get like a big stipend and health insurance and basically have like a year or like a 2-year fellowship. And then they bring in a new cohort of people that overlap, like they'll bring in people for 2 years and then the next people overlap with the old people for a year and then overlap with new people for a year. And it just sounds like a more like, just a more considered way of getting resources to artists. I don't know. It's just the whole driving out there thing always seemed like I, that's why I never applied for the affiliate program.
Yeah. I mean, it's a time commitment, right? It's like driving out there, working, driving back. I feel like
And the gas money and I don't know. If you live in Oakland, that's a fucking haul.
Are they doing anything to the artist in residence program that you could tell?
I don't think there were any changes to that. I think there were two new fellowship awards that they're doing, and one was that Bay Area focused whatever the Bay fellowship, Area
fellowship,
and
yeah.
that and they then were the
threshold fellowship.
Initially rolling that out, I think, for like three artists or something, or four artists, and then they're going to try to expand it to have like, I forget, like some bigger eight or whatever artists at a time.
Okay.
Cool. And then there's another fellowship that is like a thematic fellowship.
It's called the Threshold Fellowship. It's a thematic residency program.
Yeah.
Brings together artists and experts from across sectors to explore critical issues. The fellows receive an annual stipend of $10,000, time and space at the Headlands.
Yeah.
Do the current residents get a stipend, or do they just get like all the other perks of being there?
In the affiliate program?
I really can't remember. No, I meant in the residency in the program.
Residency. I don't know. I know they get room and board in a studio. And food and dinner. And I don't know, lunch, breakfast. They get fed.
they get
like
fed.
Fucking gourmet meals.
Yeah, and I think they get flown out and stuff. So I think they have
that's the thing to me is like the Headlands to me was always the main focus was this like world renowned like international arts residency.
Right.
Where fucking like, you know, huge big deal people come.
Yeah.
And then it always felt to me like the affiliate program is like, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it was, it always felt like the artists there kind of got short shrift, like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there just definitely wasn't as much sort of like celebration around those artists, you know, or that.
Exactly.
Which always felt a little bit weird.
I think a big thing that the people that are sad about it feel like, too, is that it was a way for local artists to be engaging with this, like, international arts community.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. And I think that is something that will be sad to lose. But it sounds
but
like
it always set up, like, a creepy hierarchy because, like, the affiliate artists, you know, the artists that are for the regular or whatever residency program who get to live there and get treated like kings. But if the affiliate artists wanted to, like, go have dinner at the mess hall or whatever, they'd had to pay for it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
This is close to a lot of people's heart, so I bow down to them and...
Take whatever Kate's saying with
me, don't send me hate mail.
Aw.
If anybody wants to leave us a message and, you know, whatever, send us whatever they want to say about it, you can give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can just show up at my studio, real time and space.
The museums, I guess, opened this week. I saw some people posting at their
Fully
time,
they opened?
Their time at SF MoMA. And, well,
people are allowed to go in?
I mean, I didn't get any kind of message, but I've never gotten an email from fucking SF MoMA, so I don't really know what's going on.
I knew
on.
It was happening this month, but I didn't know it
no,
was like
No, there are
underway.
A few people, one person who's kind of part of the media, so I was like, oh, maybe it was like a media preview kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
But then another artist who's just an artist was also posted some pictures from there. So I don't know. It seems like they're open. And then the Asian Art, I got an email from the Asian Art Museum that says that they're reopening, or that they opened. Our doors are, and I saw a few people posting about having gone there, and member preview, October 1 and 2, free admission, October 3 through 12.
Oh my word.
For the Asian Art Museum, and then SF MoMA, let's see what they say on their website. What a fucking shit show that place has become. I feel bad for all the staff.
Tell me
there.
About it.
We're celebrating free community days Sunday, October 4th through Sunday, October 18th, including free parking at the garage. So you can go for free. Everyone, you can go to SF MoMA for free. If you've ever wanted to do this, now's the time.
Are we telling people to go to an indoor
thing? I don't know. I think people have to make their own decision on that.
Mason, you won't even like...
I'm not going.
Look out a window. Maysoon won't even look out her own window.
That's not true. I love looking out the window. I'm afraid. It's true. I mean, I assume that they're gonna limit the number of people there. The one person
must
I
be
talked
a time
to
thing.
Made it sound like the security guards, as always, were the ones doing like most of the kind of work and monitoring of people with their masks and stuff.
Right.
I don't know, people. All I'm saying is that it's free. Of course it's free because they want people to show up.
I don't know, dude.
I mean, the thing is, I have more issue with telling people to go to SF MoMA, not because of COVID, but because of all the other bullshit that's been going on all summer with them.
I don't think they've resolved anything with No Neutral Alliance.
I'm sure they haven't.
We'll put a link to them in the underworld.
Yeah. So I guess what I just want to say is that places are reopening. Looks like a few museums have opened. I think galleries have kind of already been open. Not all of them, but a handful have been doing, you know, by appointment. I'd be curious to know, have you done that yet? Have you gone to any galleries by appointment?
I actually did over this weekend. I went to Interface Gallery. It's closing. I went basically after it was done existing, but the show was still up.
Interface Gallery, I was just thinking we should have said something. It's closed for good on September 30th. So that was this Wednesday when the show closed. And
it was a beautiful show with Rebecca Bollinger and Leonie Geyer.
Yeah.
Beautiful, perfect end show. And I was the only person there.
When you went, yeah.
I think Suzanne is moving on. I think the virus and I think all this shit has just made it so impossible to do things like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're already just kind of, you know, everything is a labor of love, you know, and it's like
you can't, it's too hard when all these things are stacked up against you.
Yes. I think, you know, and I also think Suzanne was ready to for her next phase of life.
It was such a good program, you know. It's sad to see that one go. Yeah. But I'm glad that I feel like she's doing it with like not in any kind of crisis or urgency, you know, like she's doing it after.
It was a very dignified ending. And exactly. Let's actually give Interface Gallery a salute. I'm going to play a little song there.
Are you going to play some military shit?
I'm going to play Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh my God. Okay. You're my hero. You're what else happened this week? The Arts Commission. Oh my God, what is the noise?
You can hear that?
Yes. Oh man. It's fine. I can't hear it anymore.
Well, we'll see.
The other arts news of the week is the Arts Commission has a new interim director of cultural affairs. We did have our deputy director in that role as the interim director of cultural affairs, Rebecca Krell, and she's moved on now to take on a role in the COVID command center.
Which,
you know, she was ready for a move apparently, and so she's doing that, and so that leaves us now with another interim director for the agency. And the person who's taking that on, her name is Denise Bradley Tyson.
Okay. Maysoon, can I tell you something?
Okay.
The whole time we've been talking, yes. I'm at my studio. I'm at my computer. Okay.
Yeah.
P.S. Did I tell you my laptop broke over the summer?
No.
I had no computer for a while over the summer. It was totally nuts. And then I got a new desktop computer, so I have to be at my studio to be on my computer. But my point is, Maysoon, the whole time we've been talking, I've been watching this very long video that's just a train ride through Ireland. It's fantastic. I think it's helping me concentrate.
Oh, wow. Good. Good. Okay, can we get back to it here?
Yeah.
Okay, so the new director and the new interim director for the Arts Commission is Denise Bradley Tyson. She is the CEO and director of this sort of luxury jewelry company called Inspired Luxe. They're big, it seems like they're big, chunky, colorful necklaces. She, I believe, was the founder of MOAD, but I can't find much. She was the executive director of MOAD at the beginning, and I can't find much information about that. And it seems like, I don't know, she's done a lot of like marketing. I think she really has a big background in marketing.
That's what you gotta be to be a thing of this.
Yeah. Right? She was, I guess her husband who passed away unexpectedly last year was the CEO of Kaiser.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. You were talking about all these museums opening up.
Yeah.
And sure enough, the Exploratorium came out and they said, hey, we're allowed to open up, but we're not doing it.
Oh,
we don't think it's safe.
Thank God. I think they're right.
They were like, we are an institution that prioritizes science and,
yes.
and learning and information. Yes. And we don't think that the science and information we have supports us reopening.
Oh, my God. I love that. I'm super into that. I mean, I'm sad that places aren't open, but it's like, yeah, use fucking science.
I mean, let I don't know the full story on it. I don't know. Yeah. You know, they could have all kinds of stuff. Of why they're doing that.
I don't know. They also haven't had like the best sort of financial time. I mean, I feel like any of these big institutions are stressing out about money and like they get
so much of
from ticket sales. Yeah, you know, it's exactly. like I could see them being fucking freaking out. And I think Exploratorium isn't beyond that. You know, I'm sure they want their ticket sales and to go back to their like Thursday night young people party situation. I don't know. Wow. So I feel like that's kind of a pretty big move on their part.
They're probably not going to be coming back until 2021.
Wow. Yeah, that's like the Arts Commission, but not for those reasons. Yep.
Isn't that
crazy?
Wild?
I did not see that email, but I'm interested in that. I might look it up online just for curiosity's sake. I did want to say, so remember, I think it was last week where I told you about that grant Jimbo got but then didn't get?
Yes. Update the listener.
Okay, well, turns out he got the grant that they are doing right. This group called the Alliance for California Traditional Arts, the director, the ED, emailed him and said, you know, apologized for like all the mishaps and said that they have found funding to give him the grant and are happy to honor him in that way or like honor the system.
Hell yeah.
So that was awesome.
So should we upgrade them?
We can upgrade their rating. To me, that's really big. I'm like, yes, if you can honor your own fucking mistake, if you can do right by the artist, you're like 100% in my eyes.
We never gave them a rating to begin with. So can you give the previous rating?
I'm going to get out of 10. I give them like a 3.
Yeah. No, let's go out of 5 stars.
Out of 5 stars? 2.
Yeah. They initially had 2 stars, and we're going to upgrade that rating to
5.
5 stars. Amazing. Wow. Total redemption story.
Total redemption. Because I think making mistakes is human and it's fine. But like if you don't, like how you deal with that afterwards is to me like the biggest.
Exactly.
That tells us who you're, what your character is.
Exactly.
You know? Like, are you willing to admit it and then do right? You know, what's the deal?
That's correct.
The other redeeming thing that happened this week. So this week was a total shit show of all sorts of things. But do you remember, did I tell you that our mailbox disappeared? They took our mailbox away on the corner.
Mailbox like the blue R2-D2 thing.
Yeah, the blue R2-D2 thing.
Not like your home mailbox. It's like the community mailbox.
It's true. And
yes.
Wait a second.
The blue, you know what we're talking about, listener.
Yeah, everyone knows.
It looks like R2-D2. It's blue. It's got the pull down door.
Guess when that came back? So, okay. So
it's back.
It's back. There's another fucking, like the post box is
I'm
back.
Straight up freaking out.
I was like, oh my God. I was upset. I was like, I'm going to email our supervisor and let her know and just alert her. Like maybe they're taking mailboxes out of the Mission District to disenfranchise voters. I was like, I know it's California and San Francisco and it's not like, we're not like that serious, but. Voting
well,
is everyone's
not only
right.
That,
like, let's do it, you know?
Yeah.
I just got worried. I got worried that this was some kind of weird shit. And then it fucking got reinstalled. I don't know if they just needed to replace it. Maybe the old one was just like fucked up or something.
Why now?
But the crazy thing is it got reinstalled on Friday, the day after Trump announced his coronavirus. I was like, what the hell? I was like, is he all of a sudden remorseful for being a total dick president? No, that's not what happened.
It has nothing to do with
it. I know. But I did have like a moment of like, can you believe the box came back? I was just shocked.
Did you? You were like, oh, my God. Like, it's the curse is lifted.
I don't know.
Everything. You were like, oh, my God, let me check. Like, the rents are probably going down. And like, everyone who had to leave San Francisco is coming back. And
all
like,
of a sudden,
there's a rainbow in the sky.
It's 1985 again.
Yes. Oh my God.
It was crazy. Jimbo and I both were so giddy. We were just like, what's going on? We were like laughing and high-fiving in the street over the fucking mailbox. It was like the nerdiest, dumbest thing ever.
Well, you gotta take what you can get.
For real. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The tiniest little things are just amazing right now.
Okay, but let's keep it, you know.
Oh, believe me, I spend most of my time being freaked out. Don't worry, Kate.
I know, but we gotta keep it level on the level. If you need to, I'm gonna put a link in the underworld to this video where it's just a long train ride in the Irish countryside.
And that's just for relaxing purposes. And
you can just space out on this thing.
Space out on it, everyone.
Yeah. So, you know, take a bath.
Can we just talk for one quick second about voting? Because, so just the logistics of it. I have a mail-in ballot. Okay. Like, I have a mail-by-home ballot. What if I decide
Goddamn, vote today, bud.
I know, bud. I can, and I might. What if I want to go in to vote? Am I automatically canceled out because I have a mail-in ballot, or can I?
No, if you want to go to your polling place and vote, or if you want to go to an early voting place, you simply need to take your mail-in ballot with you and you surrender it to the people at the polling place.
Okay, perfect.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Katie does that usually.
So she always gets a mail-in ballot?
Yeah, she signed up for one, but then normally she gets it and then she decides like, oh no, I want to go in so we can see our neighbor, because our neighbor is always a polling worker. Oh,
that's nice.
And I always like to vote in person, but this year I'm voting with my mail-in ballot.
You are
going to
do mail-in, okay.
Is
that because you have confidence in our local mail system, postal service?
I'm not going to put it in the mail. I'm going to take it to a ballot drop-off.
Oh, are those also polling stations, or are those a different kind of situation?
That is a whole nother box. There's actually one right near Real Time and Space, but I'll put a link in the underworld for everyone to know where the ballot drop-off places are in your local area.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to put it in the mail. I'm going to physically take it to a drop-off location.
Okay, so I'll look up. Would you want me to look up the ones in the Mission or in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'll put everything in the underworld.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I can look it up, Mason. Okay. You don't have to look it up.
Because I hadn't heard of that, but I do feel a little bit like, definitely a little nervous about voting by mail. So I'm like, oh my God, we just got the ballot today. I think I'm still trying to figure out what I should do. But this option of filling it out and dropping
off. I do think I would advise.
Pulling at a ballot box. Yes. It sounds interesting.
I would advise listeners, if you already are getting a mail-in ballot, I would do that and not wait to go to a polling place for safety purposes and just to keep things less congested if it's possible to do so.
I think that's a really good suggestion. I also think if you're going to vote by mail, that you should do it as soon as possible, right?
Yes, like, get your vote.
Don't wait.
Fill out your ballot.
Don't wait until the last week. Try to send it now. I mean, I just got this. We're officially 4 weeks out from the election as of yesterday.
Yep. Get it in as soon as you can.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. I just wanted to have a quick chat about that because I'm sure other listeners are having the same kind of feelings.
God, I feel so intense about it, Maysoon. I feel like I could start crying.
Aww. Why is that?
I feel really intense about it.
Just because
the situation is incredibly dire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even though I know, like, we're in California. California's not going to go for Trump. Like, there's no question in my mind about that. But just the whole spirit and, like, the vibe of that we're in right now as a country, like, it is so intense.
I mean,
it's electric.
Yeah. It's true.
And I'm just adamant, everyone, I hope that there are listeners outside of California and that they are taking this just as seriously as humanly possible.
Yeah. I have a friend who I think is on the East Coast somewhere. I keep meaning to call her to see. Like, she usually lives here, and she's on the East Coast, and I'm curious. I have a few people, actually, that are visiting their families.
There's still time to register. Like, there's still states where you have time to register.
Yeah, I don't know if they went out for those.
If you've moved to a place.
But I think they're definitely doing campaigning out there, you know, while they're there. They're like,
that's even more important, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, everyone vote early. Vote as soon as you can. Let's get this guy officially out of fucking office. And the whole fucking party.
Ugh. And then go give, like, food and money to people in your community that need it.
Yes.
I mean, we're so focused on voting, and I completely recognize that that is not going to, like, voting alone will not save us. I'm 100% on board with that. I don't know if anyone listening to the podcast is.
No.
I just imagine the listeners being like, God, you guys are so focused on the election. There's so much more that's more important. And I'm like, I know. I totally agree. But it's like time is burning down.
Oh, my God. The world is burning down.
Everything. Oh, lordy gordy.
Burning to like a crisp.
Okay, let's just play a little more Wind Beneath My Wings real quick. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Premier Junior is going to have a hangout.
Oh, yes.
They had to do a little cancel of their Human to Be In opening because of the smoke. So they've rescheduled.
Yep. David Baez.
Yes. They rescheduled a little, social distance hangout on the street outside with masks on for October 10th, which is next Saturday. Next Saturday from 2 to 4. Go out there. Support everyone.
And you can go anytime and see the work over there on Irving Street.
Absolutely. Oh, Irving, the address. It's a tiny little billboard on view above 624 Irving Street in San Francisco.
Okay, Maysoon, I'm going to be taking this train from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree. Peace out, people. Love you all.